Pennsylvania trooper's wife asks Governor Josh Shapiro to help police crack down on illegal alien truckers. By Warner Todd Houston on July 6, 2026. The wife of a Pennsylvania state trooper asked Governor Josh Shapiro, D, to help police keep highways safe from dangerous illegal alien truck drivers. The request comes after a trooper was killed by a careless illegal alien trucker who came to the U.S. from Haiti. The Pennsylvania state trooper's wife jumped to social media to ask Shapiro to allow troopers to hold vehicle inspections in the state's many shuttered way stations after the officer was killed while performing a roadside safety check. Lindsay Falk, a U.S. Army veteran and the wife of state trooper Chris Falk, says she is terrified that her husband may walk out the door one morning and never come home because he is forced to perform vehicle safety checks on the side of the state's highways and byways instead of in a safer location, away from oncoming traffic. Falk says she met Shapiro at a Veterans Day dinner this year and notes that he told her to contact him if there was ever anything he could do to help them. You had said to me, if there's anything that I can ever do for you or your husband, please don't hesitate to reach out. So, I'm reaching out now, she said in the video, adding that her police officer husband also does commercial inspections for Pennsylvania and in the wake of the death of an officer who was performing just such an inspection, she is worried for his safety. Watch. Veteran Lindsay Falk, whose husband Chris is a Pennsylvania state trooper, has a message she hopes will reach at Governor Shapiro in the wake of PA state trooper Michael Pahira's senseless death. Falk wants Shapiro to step up and provide the police with more support, especially. pic.twitter.com/yowmhscene5. Julia, at Jules31415, July 6, 2026. Early this month, an illegal alien from Haiti was driving a commercial vehicle on I-81 in Schuylkill County and ran down Pennsylvania State Trooper Michael Pahira Jr., who was performing a roadside safety inspection on another semi. The truck that slammed into the vehicle Trooper Pahira was inspecting was reportedly being driven by 33-year-old Haitian migrant Michael Bon, who entered the country in 2024 thanks to Joe Biden's extension of the Temporary Protected Status, TPS, program. Bon's status was revoked in 2025 by the Trump administration and the migrant was informed that he had to leave the country at the time. Despite that, Bon was working as a commercial truck driver with a Massachusetts driver's license, according to reports. Now, Falk wants Shapiro to reopen the many closed way stations so troopers can flag vehicles into the safer parking areas of the stations to perform their roadside safety inspections instead of performing them right on the highway shoulders. I just want you, Governor Shapiro, to just consider, can you please reopen some way stations? The state says that these inspections are really important. However, I don't feel that they're taking them seriously enough. And as somebody who sends my husband out the door every day to protect people in the Commonwealth, I ask you to offer me the same level of protection and comfort, she says in the video. It's scary enough watching them walk out the door every day not knowing if they're going to return. It's even scarier when it feels like there's no care given. And Governor Shapiro, when you look me in the eyes and tell me that you're going to do everything you can to take care of my husband and other state troopers, and we keep seeing this happen, it's hard, Falk added with tears welling up in her eyes. I don't know what can be done, but you need to do it, she concluded. God bless. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.